Studio right now, musician Greg Turner, who's also like a math professor or something like that, right?
Yeah, I'm in better days.
Now, okay, let's go back in the day because a lot of people know who you are. Mm. You're the founding member of the band The Angry Samoans out of L.A. back in the day.
Yeah.
And then years ago, you had the band out here called the Blood Drain Cows.
Right. I try to think of good names.
You really do. Tell us a little bit, for people who may not be familiar with your past, with the Angry Samoans.
Well, we started in 1978. We emerged from the punk rock scene that was just burgeoning in L.A. at the time, and it sort of morphed into what became later the hardcore scene. And we started with being slower and more conventional, and then we couldn't get any shows in L.A., so we had to play all these skate shows out in Whittier and the suburbs where the more violent stuff was happening. And we were just these wimpy kids from the San Fernando Valley that were scared to death of whether they beat us up or not because we were playing too slow. So it evolved into where we were playing triple tempos and things like that. And they liked us as much as anyone else. We used to play shows with Social Distortion and TSOL and things like that. So we became the flavor of the day.
And how long did that last with Angry Samoans?
13 years. We played until 1991. We got a pretty big following in Boston, down the East Coast, and in L.A. and San Francisco. And the singer still can't let go of it. He's playing with the band name and to this day, and they still draw a few hundred people when they play.
That's amazing.
Yeah, it's incredible to me.
Well, how did you end up here?
Well, in 1993, I finished my PhD in 91 in math. And the job market was really sparse, so the only offer I got was from the College of Santa Fe at the time, and they brought me up here in 1993. So I was there for 5 years, and then we couldn't recruit enough math or science students, so that job ended, and I panicked and went to Worcester, Massachusetts to take a job at Clark University, which is a great school, but Worcester is just the scariest place. Got there in July, and I think the first day of sunlight was in October.
Oh, no.
And you live in a pretty place like this, or even L.A., and it's just hard to accept sort of urban blight again.
So that didn't last too long.
It lasted about a year and then came back to Santa Fe like everyone else, you know, the whole boomerang effect.
Oh, yeah.
And then got a job at Highlands, where I've been since.
Now, tell us a little bit about the Blood Drain Cows.
Well, when I first came to Santa Fe in 1993, everyone was telling me, oh, you're lucky, it's such a creative scene, it's so that you'll find really innovative music. And it seemed just the opposite. It was pretty reactionary. I mean, most of the music, and still does to this some extent, is just, you know, the typical R&B and cowgirl bands and things like that that just play the same old, same old. And so it was very hard tracking down anything that seemed different, or people going out of their way that tracked down different things. So eventually I met a couple guys that were in this band called The Floors, who knew every Kink song and every Rocky Erickson song that I knew, and I couldn't believe it. And so we evolved into putting this band together. The name Blood Drain Cows sort of came from a story that I read in the New Mexican, where there were these eviscerated cow corpses near Penasco. They didn't know what to do with them, so I thought, wow, Blood Drain Cows.
That's a great name. You know? Do you guys ever still get together, play?
Tom, the drummer, is now in Austin, Texas, so it's more difficult. But it was a break. We did that for about 12 years. It was sort of like garage rock, psych garage rock that was fun. We did a lot of early 60s-ish type material. But I wanted to do something different. This is more my sort of Jonathan Richman move, for lack of a better comparison.
And he's playing tonight.
He's playing tonight. I've known Jonathan for a long time, and so in an easy way, he's been an influence.
Now, is this your first solo effort?
Yeah, it really is. I mean, I've composed songs and sang with the Angry Samoans, and pretty much was the songwriter for the Cows. But this is the first record that I've done on my own and perform material that I've done in coffee houses for a long time.
Now, you've just come off of a few gigs. You've played around town and down in Albuquerque, too, I believe.
We played a spate of shows, one in Albuquerque, a couple in Santa Fe, one at Who's Donuts, which was really exciting. I wanted to play a donut shop for a long time. We figured we gave free donuts out and figured if we got people sugared and carved up real quick that we'd get a good response.
And apparently you did.
Yeah, it wasn't bad.
Well, tell us a little bit about this CD. It's called Greg Turner Plays the Hits, and it's coming out in just a couple of weeks.
Yeah, well, it's all the hits, top 40 chartbusters, you know, songs like Pharmacist from Walgreens and Satan's Bride. destined to be hitting the Billboard Top 100. And again, this is an evolution of things I've been playing for a while in coffee houses. And the music was attempting to be sort of quirky and funny and different. And I think when you're a musician or a songwriter and you're performing for people, as well as people hearing your CD, it's incumbent upon you to do something different, to draw people in where you put your own stamp on your music and offer a personality that's not like everything else. So that's basically, this was in that mold.
Well, let's hear a track. What are we going to hear?
I think this is called I Lost My Baby to the Guy at the Bobcat Bite.
Here's Greg Turner.
Well, I was sitting down at a corner store. My girlfriend was there by my side. She was in a carnivorous mood, so she ordered a steak. When this guy walks by, and he says, honey, if you're hungry for a piece of meat, they got a special tonight that's a real treat. Oh, I know that I'll never forget the night I lost my baby to the guy at the Bobcat Bite. Bobcat Bite, whoa, ho, 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 ho. Bobcat Bite, whoa, ho, ho, ho. Bobcat Bite, whoa, ho, 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 ho. That was the very first time we met. Remember it well, how can I ever forget? We'd eat sprouts and salad every weekday night. Then we'd pick out on the weekend at the Bobcat Bite. It brought us so close together. Sharon ate the chicken with all of its feathers, and I would get so incredibly weak. I was watching her chewing on that chicken's beak. Bobcat Bite, whoa, ho, ho, at the Bobcat Bite. Whoa, ho, ho, at the Bobcat Bite. Whoa, ho, 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 ho. Bobcat Bite, they kill rabbits. Bobcat Bite, you'll make it a habit. Bobcat Bite, they'll kill anything for you. Bobcat Bite, you'll eat anything they kill. Whoa, 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 whoa. At the Bobcat Bite. Then the days moved on and we couldn't talk. She'd get the chicken and I'd get the hawk. And I could tell from my plates that something was wrong. I could feel the distance from that time on. Well, then came the day of that fateful night. A silly quarrel became a terrible fight. She wanted steak and I wanted salad. I dared to suggest the Zia diner was valid. Not the Bobcat Bite. Whoa, ho, ho. Not the Bobcat Bite. Whoa, ho, ho. Bobcat Bite, whoa, ho, 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 ho. Bobcat Bite, they kill rabbit. Bobcat Bite, you'll make it a habit. Bobcat Bite, snake and a lizard. Bobcat Bite, feels good down your gizzard. Whoa, 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 whoa. At the Bobcat Bite. Ladies and gentlemen, I went down to the Bobcat Bite late last evening, last night, and I played this song for them. They didn't seem too excited about it, so they threw me out of their place on the pavement across the street. At the Bobcat Bite, whoa, ho, ho, at the Bobcat Bite. Whoa, ho, ho, at the Bobcat Bite. Whoa, ho, 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 ho.
98.1 Radio Free Santa Fe. Greg Turner from Plays the Hits. And that's called The Guy at the Bobcat Bite. Greg, I love the titles of your song. Let's see. There's one that's called I've Become Flaccid from Eating Bad Acid. What's that about?
Oh, I read a story about, it was 20, 25 years ago, about this poor soul who was at a Grateful Dead concert and went through a number of bad adventures hallucinating to Jerry. I think this was the last one.
And this CD, people will be able to buy this in just a couple of weeks. Where can they get it?
Well, I'm hoping to have them being placed at maybe the Aztec Cafe and the donut shop, Who's Donuts, that we've played, and maybe at Hastings, too. There's no record stores left in town, so it's hard to figure out where to, you know, plant products. I mean, in general, there's no record stores anywhere. I mean, it's all gone down to people purchasing over Amazon or iTunes or things like that. So there's no, I like product. I like the tactile feeling of holding a CD or an LP. And it's sad that it's gone the way of MP3s.
I know it is, isn't it?
You know, and plus the sound quality. I mean, you're getting a 3,000 cycle range in the middle of the spectrum. You're not hearing the whole audio sound.
Yeah, I hate that.
Yeah, yeah, well, you know, it's like God knows what it's going to be in 20 years.
It'll just be we think about it.
Yeah, sort of psychopathic transmission.
Well, thank you so much for being here.
Well, thank you for having me. We'll be playing around town, and hopefully people check it out.
Well, you'll let us know.
I will let you know.
We could have some upcoming gigs in October, November, and we will let everybody know as soon as you tell us.
I'd appreciate it. Thank you.
The new CD is called Greg Turner Plays the Hits.